But here are the three coaches, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, that make the most sense for us.
Okay.
Harbaugh, head coach.
All right.
Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator.
Right.
Antonio Pierce, defensive coordinator. I'm done.
I mean, tragic coaching staff. Right,
I mean,
there.
But can we just? I mean, listen.
Let's just get everybody.
It's a fun it's a fun game to play. But In reality, you hire the coach he picks. You can't just take these coordinators from everywhere and say, "Well, this is my coach. This is my offensive coordinator." Like he's going to come in. It sounds like part of the sticking point with Baltimore is he wanted to keep Monken as his offensive coordinator. So like, there's a chance he could be the offensive coordinator with him if he comes here. It's going to be John Harbaugh's staff.
Yeah. That's, when these things happen, you don't know like which rumors to believe.
Yeah,
because Todd Monken was interviewing for another job. Right. I guess a head coaching job.
Right. If he gets a coaching job, that's different.
Prior to Harbaugh being fired.
Yeah.
I heard some other insiders say the exact opposite, that he wanted to keep the DC, not the OC. So
yeah.
All I know is he's available. Look, that's a comical idea because it's not going to happen. No. I'm not sure why you'd want Antonio Pierce anyway. And Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a head coach somewhere. I don't think he's going to be an offensive coordinator this year, but. Look, the reality is this. In the moment, you are the hot single girl at the prom without a date.
Yep.
You are the best available opportunity. Here's the weird thing for me. And again, I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I grinched you in the first hour.
Yeah.
All right? What I'm fascinated by, and I do think that appearance, physical appearance sometimes, does play a role in this, all right?
Okay.
I happen to be a fan of Mike McCarthy's.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the greatest coach of all time? No, he is not.
No.
Should he have won more in Green Bay? Yeah. 100% yes. Did take Dallas to the playoffs, though. All right, so you do get some credit for that, considering nobody takes the Dallas Cowboys to the playoffs, all right? But here's the thing I'm trying to figure out, and what I believe in my heart. I firmly believe that if Mike McCarthy was a better-looking, thinner man, that he would be at the top of a lot of people's lists for coach replacement. Because when you look at the actual numbers, and he's got a long enough career to make a fair comparison to both, I think, John Harbaugh, and I always compare him to Sean Payton because it was literally on the number prior to this year, obviously, right? And yet, Mike McCarthy is going to be interviewed by the Giants. I think he even may have already been interviewed. If he hasn't, I know he's going to be, right?
It's coming up. Today is the fans.
And here's what's interesting about that.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy has the same percentage of winning, the same Super Bowl wins as John Harbaugh.
Yes.
And we have not taken a single call today or yesterday, nor is anybody I'm aware of on the radio station from a Giant fan saying, great news, Mike McCarthy is being interviewed by the Giants. And when you look at the resumes, they're the same.
Yeah.
So how come you guys aren't giddy over the prospects of getting Mike McCarthy? And I'll tell you what, because you're fat shaming him.
Yeah, I think to accuse me of fat shaming
that's what you're doing.
And I don't like it, to be totally honest with you.
You're doing.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. How dare you,
how
sir?
How dare you? No, I don't know if that's it. I think there's a bunch of different reasons. I mean, if Andy Reid were available right now, I know the resume is different. He's got multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But I don't think when Andy Reid left Philadelphia, he was a pretty hot commodity.
But to be fair,
like, you know,
Andy Reid's been in 13 or 14 championship games.
I get it, but still never won there.
That's true.
McCarthy
five championship
did have
games.
The championship. I do think that Aaron Rodgers was so good for so long. It's really like Lamar Jackson's won multiple MVPs, but. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is top five of whoever played the game.
I agree.
And I think not winning enough with him and some brutal losses. I mean, they were 15-1 after that Super Bowl loss to the Giants, who were, you know, a 10-win team. Like, that's, like, there's a lot of really bad losses. There's just a lot of bad losses with him in Green Bay. I think that sticks to him a little bit. And then if you remember the bad-mouthing coming out of Green Bay, like, I think there's also something to the idea when – like, Harbaugh's going to leave, and they're not going to say anything about Harbaugh in Baltimore. They're not going to say negative things about him.
There'll be rumors.
Yeah, there'll be some rumors.
Because there are
stuff,
people in the Lamar Jackson camp.
It felt
camp.
Like Green Bay was on an active campaign to make sure he didn't get another job.
Well,
like, there was some bitterness there. I don't know exactly what was going on. And there's been some end of game. There's been a lot of clock management. There's been a lot of things that the average fan can, like, when I talk about things like this, I always go to Giancarlo Stanton. I'm the Yankee guy. It's what I do. But, like, Giancarlo Stanton will take swings at a baseball when he's cold. Where you're like, what in the world is
frequently.
That? And it's obvious to the ignorant fan. Like, I know that's freaking terrible.
Right.
And I think he's had enough where there were some big moments and some big decisions and enough of a track record and a talking point around him that he isn't the guy to get you over the hump, even though he's won a championship, that it's stuck with him. I don't know if it's necessarily the way he looks or whatever, but I think that might have a role in it. But I think it's mostly, I think there's just a very heavy perception that in the biggest of moments, his teams come up small.
I mean, that might be
fair. I think that's it.
But if you're looking at resumes, his resume is as good as anybody's.
And I will tell you, up until John Harbaugh, if it was Stefanski, Mike McCarthy, I would tell you I'd prefer Stefanski. But Mike McCarthy,
you wouldn't be upset.
How could you be?
Yeah.
How could you, like, in a really strong, adamant voice, tell me that you know Stefanski is a better head coach
you don't.
Than Mike McCarthy?
You don't.
You can't.
I
can't
agree.
Say that.
Outside of having the two-time coach of the year award.
I mean, you can say you like him, you prefer him, he's younger, he's this, he's that, he's whatever, you don't like Mike McCarthy. I mean, you can make a case, but you can't stand on a soapbox and scream into the heavens
but the
and
reality
say Mike
is
McCarthy
this.
Sucks and Stefanski's fantastic.
If Mike McCarthy looked like Richard Gere, Mike McCarthy would be the top of everyone's list. If he looked like George Clooney, everybody would want Mike McCarthy. The fact that he looks like Augustus Gloop makes people say, I don't think he's that good a coach. And the guy's just as successful as Harbaugh, just as successful as Sean Payton. That's the reality.
I guess. I mean, Sean Payton looks enough like Kevin James where they let him play him in a movie. So,
he's
got a job.
By the way, one of the worst Disney flicks of all time.
That was
all time.
Was
and by the way, one of the reasons Sean Payton will not speak to me. True story.
One of the reasons.
The main reason.
I was gonna say,
the main reason.
How many wrongs do you
the
have
main
against
reason.
Sean Payton?
No, I'm not a Sean Payton guy.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's any better than Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
All right. But when I was on FS1, I did a whole thing about how, number one, he didn't deserve a movie.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, I compared him to Mike McCarthy, and I said the Sean Payton movie is arguably the worst Disney release of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was supposed to be, I guess, the first booked guest when they changed the show from the Carton Show to Breakfast Ball.
Right.
It was me, Mark Schlereth, and Danny Parkins.
Right.
Yeah. And Mark Schlereth is very close with Sean Payton. So Mark gets Sean Payton booked on the show. I'm not sure if we've ever told this story. The night before, Mark calls me up and he goes, little update. Sean's not going to be joining us tomorrow morning. I'm like, that's all good. I don't care. Like, why? He goes, because of you.
Because you knocked the movie?
And I go, what did I say? He goes, he watches the show. He knows that you keep comparing him to Mike McCarthy. And he knows that you said I forget the name of the movie.
Yeah, I
know. You remember it was what it was called?
Yeah, I forget.
But you said that the Sean Payton Disney movie was the worst Disney movie of all time. And he will not come on the show now.
Oh, my God.
That's a true story.
That's pathetic.
Yeah. Matter of fact, a unnamed producer, if you want to call a stink up, he'll reiterate for you. I'll give you his number during the break. Here's Anthony in Long Island on the fan. Anthony, what's going on, Cookie?
Hello.
Hello. La, la, la.
Carton, you're the best, man. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Listen, so Mike McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
I want to know, Chris, why you like Stefanski so much and why you want Stefanski over Mike McCarthy. Stefanski has done nothing. Two Coach of the Year awards, okay?
Yeah.
Last two seasons, I believe he was 8-26. Did you see the two-point conversion move?
The Wildcat.
This season,
he took off. Yeah,
four-year-old nephew could have made that call better. I mean, it was brainless.
Yeah.
Why do you like this guy? If they make him the coach,
yeah,
I don't think I could be a Giants fan anymore.
That's crazy. I mean, two-time coach of the year with the Browns, right? He's a young offensive coach.
He didn't even coach in one of those playoff games.
Did you see them stand up and beat the Steelers when the Steelers then turn around and beat the Ravens the next week? You see them fight for him to the end? Have you heard Jackson Dart talk glowingly about him and the meetings that they had during the draft process and how that's part of the reason why the Giants traded up in front of Cleveland? Because there was a lot of speculation that Stefanski loves Jackson Dart and it was reciprocal. Like, I want to work with the quarterback. Right? And something was up with him in this organization. There's no doubt. A lot of people think he took Shador Sanders off the field in spite. I have no idea, and I would hate that.
It would make a lot of people say that.
A lot of people say that.
There's a lot of race baiting going on with that, too. But
it doesn't make any sense, but I agreed. Listen, I want Harbaugh as bad as I want anything in this world, and I agree with you. He did a dumb thing setting up for the field goal. So, like, coaches aren't immune from mistakes. And I can give you a million Mike McCarthy mistakes.
Sure.
A million.
Sure.
So I think Stefanski is a good offensive head coach. He did take a Browns team to the playoffs twice. I do think Jackson Dart and him are a good fit. And I think he's just a good, solid head football coach. I don't think he's great. The minute Harbaugh was announced, I said, get back on the Cleveland.
You jumped right off that Stefanski wagon.
He was the best of the available. He's right there with Mike McCarthy. I prefer him to Mike McCarthy, but I wouldn't scream from the heavens that Mike McCarthy's much worse.
Do you think the Giants still took Stefanski out for lunch or dinner?
Yes, they went out to dinner last night.
Like I said, right?
Yes.
Good, we got that one right. Broke that story. No one gives us credit for it.
Nope. Had him on the plane. That was
you. Had him on the plane. Had him landing in Newark. Had him going out to dinner last night.
To be fair, once you have him on the plane, the landing isn't really breaking news.
It'd be breaking news
if he didn't land.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I shouldn't brag about the plane landing.
No, I mean, once you have him on the plane, we all assume
it lands.
You know,
it's funny. I called my buddies at Fiorino's in Summit, which is the famous meeting place for when David Carr came in through town and might have become the Jet quarterback. Remember that?
Okay. Vaguely.
Do you remember that big lunch they had? You don't remember that lunch?
No, no. Really.
You don't remember that lunch?
It seems rather insignificant, no? Why does it seem like something I should know? Derek Carr. Yeah. Before he went to New Orleans.
Before the Jets got Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sorry.
There's this legendary Italian restaurant in Summit called Fiorino's. And if you want to have like a high-powered lunch where you're going to hire your new $100 million coach or quarterback, that's where you do it.
Right. I remember that, yes.
Right. So I called them up. Because I figured out, and then it dawned on me that it's the Giants, not the Jets.
Yeah. Still might have been the place.
They confirmed there was no dinner there.
Yeah.
We had that confirmed.
There was a dinner last night.
But they had dinner, and then today they met.
I think he's a legitimate hire, and I'm willing to put him on the back burner and go chase Harbaugh, even if I lose him.
What's your go-to at the Italian restaurant? Now, I know your in-laws own one for a long time.
They did own one
so
for a long
time.
So
if you take your father-in-law's best dish out, you and I go out to a random Italian restaurant, all right? And what's the go-to order, assuming everything's available?
Pasta and seafood.
So a little frutti di mare?
Perfect.
You go there?
Yes.
You go frutti op?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Like
so
it's
you're
spicy.
A red sauce guy?
Yes. I mean,
linguine and clams, red or white?
Yes. White.
White. Okay.
White.
Just checking.
If I could have pasta, I had this discussion with my father-in-law the other day, actually. If I could have a choice between tomato sauce or just, you know, garlic and oil, I would take garlic and oil.
All day, right? What if it's a vodka sauce?
I'll tell you this, all right? And I don't want to be a snob. But if you take me to a fancy restaurant, unless it's a, what's the name of that very fancy red sauce place in the city? That's
Carbone?
Carbone.
Most overrated restaurant in America,
If you go to a place like that,
I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
It's the most overrated Italian restaurant in America. It is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've
been there once.
Go ahead.
But like, if you go to if you said we're going to a fancy Italian restaurant and you order penne alla vodka, like, please. We got a problem.
It's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Like, you've embarrassed
yourself. I don't even want it on the menu, to be totally honest. It shouldn't even be on the menu.
It's peasants' food.
It's in between salad and dinner at a wedding. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what penne alla vodka is. You don't go to an Italian restaurant and order penne alla vodka. You just don't. You get something nice. You get some seafood. You get, you know.
Can you get the rigatoni bolognese in the vodka sauce?
No.
Okay, just
bolognese
just
is its own sauce.
Just asking. There's restaurants that do it.
No.
They do it.
No, you don't get vodka sauce.
Okay.
Unless it's on, I don't know. You're going to have shrimp or something. No, yeah, right, exactly. Buffet on a cruise.
Yeah.
Before a wedding.
What are you raising your hand for?
Well, I'd like to.
But I didn't ask you to participate in this.
Well, that's why I raised my hand.
Yeah, but you kind of like turned on your mic, raised your finger, like you were just going to talk whether I wanted you to or not.
Well, I was going to. If you called on me, I was going to.
But I didn't call on you.
All right.
I mean, you kind of did. You called on him to scold.
No, because he started waving at me.
Yeah,
then
he
held his finger up. Then he turns his microphone on. Whatever's so important to say, I guess say it.
Yeah, well, there's also the fettuccine sauce, the Alfredo sauce.
The Alfredo
sauce is for homeless people.
What?
If you order Alfredo sauce, I kick you out of the restaurant.
No.
Yeah, Alfredo sauce.
Alfredo sauce is one of the best.
Yeah. There's a word for people like you.
Yeah.
Italians call you metagons. That's what they call you. You people.
Yes.
Can I get a good Alfredo sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want a bottomless salad bowl too? Huh?
And endless breadsticks?
Is that what you want? Alfredo sauce. No self-respecting eater at an Italian restaurant orders the Alfredo sauce.
It's right up there. It's right up there with the vodka sauce.
It's worse than the vodka sauce.
Yeah.
Ugh. Please go carbonara. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. If you're gonna get something, creamy and thick like that, you get the carbonara.
What are you talking about?
You put shrimp on it too. It's perfect.
No, you just ruined the shrimp.
Oh.
You don't have cheese with shrimp, you knucklehead.
Yeah.
No, you got to put fettuccine alfredo with
no,
the shrimp.
No, again, you don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't. You've embarrassed yourself here today. That's all you've done. It's a good thing I've never said your name.
That's all you've done, Coffee.
I'm happy I raised my hand.
Here's Dave.
You didn't hit the show open, Pete. You didn't hit the show open.
Alfredo Sauce.
It's going to take a week, at least.
Yeah.